Okay, I'm joined by Luke Harding. He's just popped out of the court. What's the latest, Luke?
Well, the latest is the Crown Prosecution Service have just wrapped up their case over the past 45 minutes. Not surprisingly, they're opposing any bail for Julian Assange. But I think very interestingly, the judge, Mr. Justice Ousley, reviewing the case, has given the opinion that Mr. Assange's position is quite a strong one. And he said, I quote, "The history of the way it was," meaning the Assange case, "it was dealt with by the Swedish prosecutor would give Mr. Assange some basis that he might be acquitted following a trial." So, I mean, I think the fact that the initial Swedish prosecutor in Stockholm decided that the case was not strong enough to proceed with is clearly playing in the judge's mind. There was some hilarity over what might happen if, as we expect, Assange is bailed to Ellingham Hall, which is this manor house in Suffolk. On Tuesday, the magistrate said that one of the conditions would be that he'd have to report to the local police station in Bungay. It now transpires that there is no police station in Bungay, and he's going to have to get a Beccles instead, which is 14 miles away, 14 minutes away. But another snag is that it turns out that Beccles police station is only open between 2 and 5, and it's shut over Christmas and New Year, and several bank holidays, which were read out rather sonorously in court, the 25th, the 26th, the 27th, the 28th of December, and the 1st and 3rd of January. But it seems that one solution is for officers to pop in on Julian Assange over Christmas at his Georgian manor house and do it that way. But I'm going to dip back into court, and we'll find out what happens next, shortly.
Okay, thanks a lot, Luke. Get back to it.
Cheers.
Bye.